Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life with me, Atana, and your co-host Sophie.
Hi guys, how have you guys been?
Yes, I feel like we do kind of like we haven't been consistent, but it's okay because we are trying. This is probably the most we've ever done. So we're getting somewhere. It's okay. So we kind of we thought let's talk about death today. And the main thing that kind of came up in my mind was that I think the generic kind of underlying fear that every human being has is of death.
Yeah, it's I think with death, when you think about it, well, for me anyways, like I'm not scared of dying, but I'm scared of what happens next, like the unknown of like what's the next, like what happens after, and the process of actually dying. Is it like painful? Is it not painful? You know,
What
like what
happens?
happens?
Like, is that when we go? Is it, do we escape the matrix? Is there real life after that? Like, honestly, like I feel like it's one of those things that I've like spent a lot of time thinking about. Because like, you know, like this, I think recently everyone's talking about like the matrix and stuff and how, but in the more, I guess, in the sense of, I guess, like succeeding and money and things like that. But also, like, I remember reading things back in the day when it was like, you know, this is the matrix, this isn't the real world. Like, you know, there was some things, it sounds ridiculous, but to say that like aliens are like controlling us, like we don't know what it
The
is.
conspiracy
Yeah, the
theories,
conspiracy theories and all that stuff. But, you know, I think what I've kind of come to accept is that death happens.
Is
It's,
it you can't avoid it, whether it's tomorrow or in like 20 years' time, you have to face it.
Yeah, like it's like the only certain thing in life is death. Like that's literally the only certain thing. And I think what's quite kind of this is quite philosophical, but like knowing that one day you're gonna die is like a great reason to kind of live more.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like especially and for me as well, it's like the old age. I want to live now because I know I've got my health. I know I've got like time, and also like I want to live now in the be in the
In the
present. Yeah, and
moment.
like not look back and be like, "Oh, I should have done that. I should have done this. Why didn't I do that?" Like I don't want to live with regrets because I don't know if you see like loads of videos on TikToks and stuff, like people say like when they look back on their life, their regrets is not finishing that project at work. It's like having dinner with their kids and spending time with their family. So that's kind of my kind of mindset.
Knowing that, you know, one day you're not going to be here, so trying to, I guess, prioritize what is important to you. But also, I guess it depends on like personality. So, like you said, like, you know, finishing that project at work. But so one person that could be a priority, but then for someone else it could be spending more time with the kids.
It's like happiness, isn't it? Like different people find different things happiness. Like I would be happy on a farm, but for someone else I'd be like, no,
No
no
way.
way. So it's like different things, isn't it?
I think it's this morning I was reading something and it said that happiness isn't something that we have. It's an activity, it's the
I
doing.
think it's like a mental thing. Like a I think you maybe like if you like tell yourself, I'm happy doing this, you will be happy doing it. I don't
I
know.
think that's like the power of the mind as well. Like if you tell yourself something enough, you end up believing it. And that's the whole kind of like, you know, that's why people say it's so important, the way you speak to yourself, because if you
And
speak
this
to
whole manifestation and everything, because you're telling yourself this is what's gonna happen, and you're making yourself unconsciously do it. Maybe,
I
I don't
think, and
know.
that's what it is, because our mind is fluid, the conscious unconscious thing, it's fluid. So whatever we do consciously will filter down into the unconscious anyway. So that's why it's so important to, you know, speak positively about yourself. And I think what one good thing that grounds me as well is like, would you speak to your best friend in the way that you speak to yourself? Or would you speak to, I don't know, like a shopkeeper the way that you speak to yourself, like, or someone you love? You know, would you speak to them the same way that you speak to yourself? So I think it's really important to be to be mindful of what you say to yourself and to others as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, words hurt.
Yeah, they do.
Like, I don't know why I'm laughing, because it's sad, but...
I think it's a coping mechanism. Yeah, it is. I do that a lot. Like, if I see someone fall, I'll laugh instead of being like, are you okay?
So what do I do? Yeah. What did I say? Words hurt.
Yeah. And you don't know the kind of, like, day they've had or the... what they're going through, and then your little comment might tip them over the edge.
Yeah, you don't know. So I think coming back to, I guess, death is that, you know, in this one life that you have, from what we are aware of, because we don't know what happens after death. Another side note on that, we don't know what happens after death. So I feel like, you know how people just like think about, oh, you know, like, I guess religion is what I'm coming down to, like reincarnation or going to heaven or hell, whatever it is. Like, it's nice to, I guess it's nice to have that thought, that hope that life does not just end here.
Yeah.
I mean, me personally, I think life literally ends after we die. Like, I don't think, because I feel like, hear me out. Okay. I feel like, if life continued, if there was an afterlife, you know, people say that, you know, you're born again or whatever, like, would I not know who my previous, what my previous life was? Like,
I think that's the purpose, so that you start fresh, you start new.
But then, like,
without knowing what happened before, but then you're living out the karma of your past life on this life with a fresh mind. I don't know.
Because
say, like, you've got grudges from your past life and you're bringing it into this life, it's dragging you down, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I'm kind of like trying to work it out.
So you're saying that if in your past life, if you did bad things, then your new life,
you've got a fresh start to kind of make up for what
make
you
amends.
Did.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I believe in reincarnation.
Yeah.
So I'm not. I don't know.
It's a very interesting thing, I think, thinking about what happens after. Like, I don't know if it's because, I mean, I've been quite with religion. Like, you know, like, I've always been very fixed. I haven't really been open to listening to other things.
Yeah.
Mainly because I just like, I used to read, like, I'm more like a sciencey person. So I just think, there is no heaven or hell.
Yeah.
There is no this and that. Like, scientifically, how is it possible to do this and that? But then I guess the older I get and I think about the soul, I don't think there's any scientific evidence for the soul. But,
yeah, like,
but
the,
I believe
in that. The
creation
of, like, a baby, how does the baby become living?
There's
no scientific...
It's actually, you know, that's always something I always think about. Mm. Like, how from just two cells, how does a whole baby form? Like, it's...
with a soul and a personality and everything. So there is something.
Where do you think the baby's soul comes from? Do you think it comes from the mum or dad, or like from outside somewhere, like someone dies and the soul comes into you? Like,
I think based on the parents, like, karmas and the type of life they're living, a soul will come that will match their life.
That's
kind of what I feel.
The parents.
Because like, say, like, you can't have a child that has a whole, like different, like, karma from the parents, because you're not, that baby won't, like, live, because it's living through you for, like, a certain period of time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, like, if they've had, like, bad karma in their previous life, but you're giving them all this goodness.
Yeah.
But they don't deserve it.
The baby.
No, think about it as a soul, not as a baby. Okay.
No,
the soul.
Yeah.
Like, so it's, like, taking it away.
Okay, so it's cleansing.
Yeah, like,
the mum's goodness is cleansing the new soul that has entered the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Honestly, with these types of topics, I could literally fantasize all day.
It's too debatable.
It is, yeah.
Too much debate.
Like,
you don't, it's the unknown.
It is unknown. And that's why there's so many theories.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is. And also science... The Big Bang, that's a theory in itself, right?
Yeah,
we don't even have evidence for it. Like, I think science is theory, religion is theory. I guess most of, I guess, what you believe in or what you think happens, they're all theories. But I think now I've come to kind of, like, accept that everyone has different theories.
Mm.
It doesn't mean one's wrong or one's right. It's just what you believe in.
Mm.
And I think it's quite beautiful, actually, that different people have different beliefs, because it's, you know, it's something to talk about, something to be like, oh, different perspective on something.
Yeah.
Because imagine everyone thought the same thing.
Yeah, like, it would kind of be boring.
It would be so boring. Yeah. Like, that's why, like, you know, I don't know, religion is coming back to mind again. I feel like when I think about death, I think about religion, because I feel like religion is the biggest thing that has, I guess, made us think about life after death.
Yeah.
Like,
It gives like a set, like a concept of maybe there's a possibility of something more happening.
And I always think, like, I feel like when people have had, when I've like read things on like near death experiences, you know, people say that they see a white light, or they see someone they love and they're like, come towards the light and things like that. And I think that's, there's a certain beauty behind it, I think. Like, I guess the white light could be, I don't know, God, or it could be heaven, or
hell. Like a pathway to a different dimension. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh my God, you know, once, yeah, I don't know where I watched it, but there was like, there was this thing, and it was like, okay, the guy was dying, he saw a white light, he headed towards the light, but then he was also, he was being a baby, being pulled out.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so he was like dying, and he saw a white light, things went dark, then he saw a white light, went towards the white light, and it was like him being a baby, coming back out into... And that was quite interesting. I was like, oh, you know what, maybe. That's why the whole kind of soul thing.
Yeah.
You were saying, you know, death and whatever. But I think...
Oh, is this like a movie?
It was a movie. Oh, okay. It wasn't real.
I thought it was like a whole documentary. I was like, what?
It was a movie. It might have been a cartoon. I don't even know. But I just remember thinking about that concept. And I was like, wow, that's mad.
Can you imagine doing a documentary, like,
how did that happen?
I think that documentary was a lie.
It's not real. But yeah, so yeah, I think having, it's nice to have a belief of your own, of what you think is could happen after death. And I feel like me, I don't think anything happens after death, but I don't think that really affects the way that I live. If anything, it makes me want to live more.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is just one life. Like, I have to make the most of it. And I also think, like, unknown, like, I could, you know, I could die tomorrow. Like, I could get hit by a bus or something. And, like, I'd want to have done everything that I want to do before I die.
Yeah.
But I say that so much, but my mum always says to me, but if you keep spending all your money, then when you're older, you're not going to have any money. But I'm like, mum, life is short. Like, I could die tomorrow.
It's a 50, like, it's, I think it's a balance. Yeah. You need to find that balance of be preserving for the future.
Yeah.
And also living in the...
In the moment.
In the moment. It's a bit of both.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I think that's actually a real thing, because I feel like when you live in the moment too much, you forget that there is forwards. And I feel like, you know, like, I guess mainstream social media and whatever, like the whole mindfulness thing, they say, you know, you gotta live in the moment, you gotta be more present, I think it's true, we should all do that, but I think
to a certain extent,
and I guess the audience is different as well. Like, I feel like people that suffer from like anxiety and other mental health problems or overthinking or ruminations or whatever it is, like, living in the moment is a way to stop thinking about the past.
You know,
that's something...
Escaping the past.
So, you know, you don't need to think about the past. Think about now.
Yeah.
You know, don't... That's gone. It's dusted. All you need to think about is now. But also future, that's also anxiety-provoking as well. So it's kind of like...
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to think about the past or the future. Think in the moment. So your mental health is... healthy.
But you
should also think about the future too, like, you can't forget.
But then it goes back to that whole balance and having everything, I don't know, coordinated.
I think balance is a very important thing. But you can't have too much of anything or too little of anything. Like, there was this what was it, it's like, I think I've told you before, like a scale analogy. So like, even if it's like being a nice person, you know, if niceness was on the scale, if you're being too nice, then you get taken advantage of.
Yeah.
If you're not nice at all, people are going to hate you.
Yeah.
So it's like, everything is like, the virtue is in the middle. Like, the best way to be is in the middle of the scale.
Yeah.
And I think it's really hard to achieve that.
Yeah. I think that there'll be loads of, like, highs and lows that come with it. Because you're... Because as a person, your needs will also change.
Mm.
So you have to kind of navigate between the two.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's... it could cause, like, mental health issues along the line. Because you're constantly kind of battling between where should I, what should I do, kind of, and causes anxieties and depressions.
The what should I do? I think that's I keep thinking about decision making, like, you know, the whole what should I do thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when you're a child and someone else makes decisions for you, you don't learn how to make your own decisions.
Yeah.
You don't learn how to trust myself. You're always kind of like, is this right? Is this wrong? Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Because someone's always done it for you. And then when suddenly you're given the responsibility, you're like, what should I do?
I know. Is this right? Is this wrong? I don't know. I need someone's opinion.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've kind of grown up that way where it's been like, no, you choose. You know, I can't choose. You do it for me. Yeah. You choose for me.
You want that validation.
Yeah, to know that if I choose this, also people pleasing kind of comes in. If I choose this, are you okay with me choosing this? Even though it's my choice or whatever it is. So I'm just going to blow my nose.
Yeah. And I think with, like, going back to death, there's also, I think, like, do you hear, like, old rich people finding ways to live longer or to live forever?
Yeah.
I think maybe, is that related to, like, mental health as well?
I feel like old rich people, I just think about, like, organ transplants. Like, if something's dying, just swap it in for a new one. Like, I don't want to go down the conspiracy theory route, but, you know, like the Rothschild brothers, I think there was this conspiracy theory saying how, like, they live so long, because even Prince Philip, I think there was a conspiracy about that as well, because he looked like a walking corpse.
Yeah,
like, it was insane. Like, how did he live that long? Even, like, so if you have money, I feel like you could extend your health.
I think they have a fear, or more, like, but I think because they're scared of leaving behind their material.
Yes.
The materialistic, because maybe, like, they know in their next life they might not be able to live this kind of life.
I think that's.
And there's, like, a whole anxiety around it.
Yeah, I think the materialistic thing is a big thing, because I feel like when you put value to that materialistic thing, you can't, you know, those are things that, you know, you can't take to the grave.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what, I think that's why it's such a big thing that people say, you know, don't be materialistic, because you can't take it with you. Like,
the more important thing. But you say that, but, like, Egyptians, they used to, like, bury their gold and whatever.
Oh,
like,
with them.
So, you don't
They do take it to the grave.
You do take it to the grave. I don't know.
But I guess it's more like, you know, in your, like, I guess your mind, your soul, your energy, like, having these materialistic things, do they benefit you?
Because
I feel like when I buy anything, really, like, I might buy, like, I don't know, a new top.
Yeah.
And when I'm looking online, I'm like, oh, it's so cute. Like, I want it.
Yeah.
I get it, then it sits in the wardrobe for, like, 6 months.
Yeah,
because, like,
you've got nowhere to wear it.
Yeah. So it's like...
Is that 5 second gratification?
Yeah, that's literally what it is. It's such a problem, this whole immediate gratification thing. Like,
and I don't think it helps with social media constantly pushing out overconsumption.
Yeah,
as, like, a norm.
Yeah,
like, I was on, like, Book Talk the other day, and this girl, she bought, like, 23 books or something, and I'm just thinking, how are you gonna read all this? Because next month there'll be a new release of books, and you're not reading those books in time for.
Yeah,
because it's so, and you'll probably lose interest.
Yeah,
in the book.
I think that's a very real thing, because I had a moment where I bought so many books.
Yeah.
I have not read them all.
Yeah,
like, I probably only read half, and I've had them for, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it's the immediate gratification, overconsumption, that's a very big thing. I feel like, you know, I think I was reading how, like, on social media, like, it's true, you don't see the negative things, you see the good things.
Yeah.
So if someone's, like, a overnight millionaire.
Yeah.
Are they really an overnight millionaire, or yeah. did you just not see the hard work?
Yeah, yeah.
So from what you know, yeah. they,
I think
they were nothing.
I saw a TikTok of this guy who said, oh, when someone gets pregnant, everyone says congratulations and sees like the positive in it, but no one knows how many times you got effed to get yeah. pregnant. So, you know, like, it's yeah. true. You don't know what went behind the scenes.
The struggle, yeah. the struggle. And like, I think it's just lies.
Yeah.
It's literally just lies. And it sells a dream, an unrealistic dream.
Yeah.
And I feel like people that, because I see loads of people like, oh, like all these like overnight millionaires, yeah. They sell courses, like how to be an overnight millionaire.
Yeah.
But oh, that in itself is a way for them to get more money. Yeah, like yeah. it's probably shit content.
That's how you know they don't have money.
Yeah, because they're trying to get more money. Yeah. Like,
because why are you telling someone else how to get money by selling something?
Yeah,
just tell them.
Exactly.
If it's like so easy and readily there.
Yeah, like be a good person and just tell me how to be rich. Honestly.
Yeah. That's a scam in itself.
Yeah, it definitely is. So yes, immediate gratification. I'm trying to go back to the train of thought that led to this. So death, doing things in the moment, immediate gratification. So yes, I think like knowing that you're gonna die,
yeah,
is a great reason to live more and to be nice,
yeah,
you know, and have no regrets and you know do the things you want to do and make your mark.
Yeah,
do what's meaningful for you. And whatever it is, as long as it makes you happy, the activity, because happiness is...
It's in the mindset.
It's a state of mind.
Yeah.
And it comes from doing. It comes from acting on something or doing an activity. You don't just get happiness.
Yeah.
So I think
that's
the main goal. I don't know. For some people, anyway, it is. Happiness is the main goal.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people it is.
Mm.
Because what's the point going through life if you're not happy?
Yeah.
And you have to kind of understand that sometimes you have to have the lows in your life in order to enjoy the highs of your life.
To appreciate it.
Yeah. Because if everything is constantly happy and high, you're going to lose the value and the momentum of like enjoying what you have. So,
yeah. But also feel like it's, I guess when you say state of mind, it reminds me that like, and also the whole kind of constant happiness. I think, you know, struggle is inevitable. You're always going to like, shit is always going to happen. But it's, if you have a happy state of mind, you can still be okay, even though life is difficult.
Yeah.
Like if you are able to find...
The positive.
Yeah, the positives.
Yeah.
You know, even if there isn't anything positive to be... Even if you can't think of anything positive in a certain situation, I think what makes things better is thinking how worse it could be.
Yeah. But that's not to say that you have to be happy all the time. Because that's not possible.
No.
But, like, trying to find a positive in your situation can help.
Yeah.
Get you through it.
Yeah, I think actually, like, it's good to feel the range of emotions.
Yeah.
Even, like, anger.
Yeah, just feel it.
Yeah, because
you're clearly feeling that emotion for a reason, so validate the emotion.
Yeah.
And then, like, once you've gone past that, then you can look back and think, okay, well, what made me angry?
Mm.
And then try and deal with it from there.
Yeah, because, yeah, there's always a reason for your emotions.
Yeah.
I always say that emotions are, like, information.
Yeah.
And try to not suppress it. There was this 19-year-old boy that I just started working with, and he's just like, he spent the last year just like drinking every day.
What?
He was like assaulted like a year ago by like a family member, like sexually assaulted. So like, in order to block it, he was just drinking constantly.
Yeah.
And like, he's been sober for like a month, but he was, even when I tried to speak to him, I just couldn't speak to him.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I feel nothing. Like, I just block it out. I don't want to feel it. And I'm just like, yo, like, there's this analogy that, like, I might have told you before, but it's like a balloon.
Yeah.
And imagine it a balloon in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
If you push it down and you keep suppressing it,
mm.
at one point it's going to reach a certain depth where it's going to just blow up.
Yeah.
Or it's going to like come, you know, flying back out again.
Yeah.
And that's why you shouldn't like suppress your emotions, because it's going to hit 10 times harder.
Yeah.
When it, because it will eventually come out again. And when it
has
does,
to come out.
Yeah.
It's impossible for you to suppress your emotions.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah.
It can't happen.
Yeah.
And I think
that's why I always feel like when you need to cry, just cry it out. Because if you don't cry it out, it's going to catch up to you eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
And you're going to end up just feeling a lot worse when it all, because it accumulates.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it all adds up.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to
come back tenfold.
Yeah, literally. But I do think it's healthy to feel emotions. I feel like maybe back in the day, I think when we were growing up, maybe, and this could be the older generation as well, they kind of like, emotions weren't really a thing. Like everyone hid their emotions.
Yeah.
And were like, you know, I'm fine, you know.
Everything's okay. Yeah. Just get through it. It's just part of life.
Yeah, like get over it. Like, oh my God. If you were in my shoes, would you bloody just get over it? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, and I think you can't, that mindset is instilled, especially in men as well. Like,
Mm.
it's like, you know, have to be a man and to be macho, and this is what this boy was telling me as well. Like, his dad was away on business a lot and he had to be like the man of the house, he had a little sister, and he was like, I just had to like just keep on going because I had to be the macho male. And it's really sad because he's 19 years old, like he's a kid. Yeah, I think feeling emotions is really healthy, all sorts of emotions. I don't think there are bad emotions or good emotions. I just think it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's quite unhealthy that people say sad is bad.
No, it's not.
And happiness is good, because, I mean, yes, it feels shit when you're sad, but it's not bad.
Yeah. And just remember, you need to have sadness to enjoy the happiness.
Mm.
So
I think that's the main thing.
Yeah.
That is the main thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we always kind of venture off, don't we?
Yeah.
It always comes back to the basis of life. But no, I definitely do think it's linked in with death, because the way we see life is, it's very important. And I feel like death is a very big contributing factor to how we should live our lives.
Mm.
Like, knowing that we are going to die one day.
Yeah.
Let's make the most of
life.
Yeah,
and I think it subconsciously plays on our mind on how we want to live our life. So, yeah.
So that's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys. Hopefully you'll see another episode next week.
Yes. Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
We'll see you.